It's not unexpected. Maybe most people don't want to admit it, but COVID fatigue has set in.
Because I live in an apartment, so I don't have guests, but I definitely do go out more now.
Ever since like everyone started easing off, like I'm not gonna, like my parents also started easing off on me, so I didn't take as serious as I should have been, I guess.
And that's the message from Canada's top public health officials.
Given what we've just seen in the numbers, we have to act now in those big jurisdictions, those urban areas right now.
New projections show on our current track, the country could hit 5,000 cases a day by the end of October. But if contacts and gatherings are reduced, Canadians can once again flatten the curve.
I don't see any evidence that we're making changes now, to be perfectly frank.
Instead, bubbles are growing. They now include entire classrooms full of kids. Restaurants and workplaces have reopened, and private gatherings have proven tough to police.
I don't think people are going to easily go back to control measures again unless it is, you know, thrust upon them.
Health authorities insist targeted lockdowns could happen at some point, but disease trackers say this virus could get out of control fast, triggering a wave of infections much bigger than the first.